اهلا وسهلا مرحبا.
مركز صحابه اون لاين راديو امباورينج ذا يمنه.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، اما بعد، اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, is the 26th of Sha'aban, 1445. We should read the following two du'as in these few days that are left of Sha'aban. Allahumma barik lana fi Sha'aban wa balighna Ramadan. Ya Allah, grant us barakah, blessing in these days of Sha'aban, and spare us for another wonderful, uplifting Ramadan for us and the Ummah Muslimah. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif. Similarly, we should read the second dua, Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Ya Allah, protect and save us for Ramadan. So many people had hopes, aspirations, they passed away already. Wa sallim Ramadan lana. And Ya Allah, protect Ramadan for us, meaning there must be no confusion. Already in Saudi Arabia, unofficially, they are announcing that Sunday night Ramadan will start. I always say on the radio that they have moon samis, you know. Moon samis mean that they see the moon even before the conjunction birth of the moon, you know. But crazy people. But anyway, Allah give them hidayat. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan wa sallim Ramadan lana wa sallimhu lana mutakabbala. Ya Allah, all our broken effort, speech, you accept it out of your benevolence, grace and mercy. In this limited time I have, my brothers, there is only one topic I want to speak to you about, and that is Ghazza al-Mubarakah. What do we understand from all this that's unfolding? The whole world is witnessing what is happening. GG, Ghazza genocide is taking place. We need to understand things in the proper text and context. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of Himself. Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the radiance, the effulgence in the heavens, in the earth. Everywhere you see the sun, the moon, the stars, everything a manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah. Diversity in unity, unity in diversity. One rain comes and all the different kaleidoscope of colors. Then Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورُ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Who is the Master alayhi wa sallam? Is Nur. To take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in and bring them to the Nur and radiance of Islam. Chapter 14, verse 1. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. What is the Quran Sharif, my brothers? وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا. The Quran Sharif is Nur. The more we read, the more our hearts will become illuminated, and there will be radiance and effulgence. 6,236 verses, 114 chapters, and 540 ruku. MashaAllah, there are many imams who fast. When we perform our 20 rakats taraweeh, and every rakat we read one ruku, so then we will complete the Quran Sharif on the 27th night. That is the wisdom of having 540 rukus. Fatawa Alamgiri, Fatawa Hindiya, as the Arabs call it. So he has mentioned this hikmah and wisdom. Then me and you as Muslim, as Sa'im, as people will be fasting. Who are we? أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ. Allah open our hearts and bosom. Allah blessed us with priority number one, the greatest gift Allah confers on anybody. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ay iman walo, O you who believe. 89 different places Allah has mentioned this. Yetu ashiqana khitab. This is an address filled with love. From Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam's time, then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam's time, until today, there will be a kashmakash in Urdu, you say, bain al-haqdi wal-batil, between truth and falsehood. So our message is a message of noor, radiance and effulgence. Their message, the Zionists, the socialists, the communists, and the capitalists, and all of them, secularists, is a message of darkness. So we have to understand this. So what is going on today in the whole world, the micro and macro? Today in some schools they have, you must remember what they call it, gender swap. That the boys will be wearing skirts and the girls will be wearing the ties and the trousers and so forth. And then they'll be jiving and so forth. And your children are going to some of these schools. Why? This is the darkness they want. And Quran speaks of this. So me and you need to understand the micro and the macro. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ. Their intention, the enemies, is to extinguish the noor and the radiance of Almighty Allah bi afwahihim with their mouths. Look at their media, how powerful it is. What are we? We are non-entities, but yet every program of mine they record, everything they threaten us and so forth. If we just have a spark of noor and radiance, they want to extinguish you. They want to threaten you, blackmail you, or Muslim. You must believe in me, in my kalam. What does Allah say? Wallahu mutimmu nurihi walau karihal kafirun. Allah will let His noor, His Islam, prevail over every part in the world, although the non-Muslims, they hate it and detest it. That is the lesson we must learn. Read the Quran Sharif and draw inspiration from it. Who are the Jutlas? Quickly, I'm breaking it up. So the introduction, always there will be this battle and conflict between truth and falsehood. Who are the Jutlas? Break it up and see. Almighty Allah, and what did the Jutla say? وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولَ. The Jutla said that Allah Ta'ala's hands are fastened. Allah for what is very stingy. For what is asking us to spend? Allah Ta'ala cursed them that day already. غُلَّتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَلُعِنُوا بِمَا قَالُوا. They are the ones who are so stingy and Allah cursed them. It's a pity you in Durban, majority of you don't know Afrikaans. In Afrikaans they say, that was a jut. Now you can't even laugh because you don't even understand it. That a khoya jut is a doya jut. You understood? Because you don't understand Afrikaans. So you are stingy just like the jutla. There's a translation of it. A good Jew, they're recording this program also, these jutlas. Don't worry. You know, they're recording it. So our brothers are recording, the jutlas also are recording. So hullat aidihim, that a good Jew is a dead Jew. You see? So the Afrikaners, they had some wonderful sayings. Take the jutlas and prophets and messengers. Fariqan kazzabatum wa fariqan taqtulun. Some prophets and messengers you rejected and others you assassinated. Who are the ones who murdered Nabi Zakaria alayhi salam, Nabi Yahya alayhi salam? The jutlas. Who tried to assassinate Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him? Who tried to assassinate Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi? The jutlas. So all this is well known. Take the books and divine scriptures and the jutlas. They change the Torah to suit their own desires, whims and fancies. When we challenge the Pope, we challenge the chief rabbi of South Africa, of Israel, or any part of the world. Read the Injil, the Gospel, the Bible. Read the Torah in the original language by memory. The answer came, there's no hope for the Pope. Or the answer comes from the Jutla, you anti-Semite and you're a terrorist. And we can produce for you million people, male, female, adult and children. We in South Africa, per capita, we have the most amount of Hufaz in the world. What a great honor Allah has conferred upon us. So think about that. Take the Jutlas and the angels. They said they hate Jibreel alayhi salam. All this enshrined in the Quran. Man kana adu wal Jibreel. They said we love Mikael alayhi salam. So what I'm showing you, they hate Almighty Allah, Allah forbid. They hate Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the prophets. They hate the angels. They hate the divine books and scriptures. Hence Almighty Allah teaches us in the noble Quran, chapter 7, verse 167, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكَ لَيَبْأَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَبِ. Allah will continuously punish them right till the day of justice. Whether Muslims punish them or whether Hitler punish them or Hitler's grandfather punishes them. But they will be punished. And that is the promise of Almighty Allah Jalla. Chapter 5, verse number 60, Almighty Allah says, the only nation on the face of the earth, Allah Jalla wala, let the metamorphosis take place. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ. They also play and look for loopholes, like how we look for loopholes in Islam. So Allah Ta'ala told them on the Sabbath, on the Saturday, there's no fishing for you. So the fish only used to come out on Saturday. Hey Jutla, how are you? Hey Jutli, how are you? So the Jutla said, we're going to fix you up. So what they did, they started making pathways. You see, from your ocean, you start making pathways. So now they said, Allah, we didn't fish. The fish decided to come to us. You see, they play all the time, loopholes, kaldakhari, hilas we call in Arabic and Islamic terminology. Allah says, you play with me. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ. Allah made them into swines and Allah made them into monkeys. Surah 5 verse 16. This don't mean figuratively. It means literally Allah made them. So what I'm showing you is the introduction. Now let us fast forward. We come to 1987. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحَمَاسِ. Who is Hamas? Hamas is Harakatul Muqawamatul Islamiyah. If you are on my groups or if you are following me on Telegram or X Twitter, I sent it out this morning. Yesterday in Khan Yunus. Khan Yunus. Does it make sense to you? Khan Yunus. Is that the Arabic name, Khan? When the Afghans were there, mashallah, the Afghans were not only fighting in Afghanistan, they were fighting there hundreds of years ago in Gaza and all these places, my brothers. So they pulled off magnificent victories against the enemy. So the people changed the name and in honor of those people, Yunus Khan, Khan Yunus. So that is how the name came up. Yesterday, they dispatched 20 Jutla straight to hell. The media won't tell you about that. But our sources there we have, they send all these messages. And I sent it out to you this morning. So my brothers, yes, we are attacking their army. And they are attacking our babies, our children, our women, our men, our civilians. And the world is seeing. But the global narrative has changed. Before October 7th, 80%, 90% of the world, Western world, non-Muslim were with Israel and the apartheid regime. Today, 80, 90% are with Palestine. They might not be with Hamas, but they're definitely standing with who? Palestine. Just see today what happened in Tel Aviv. Thousands of Jutlas are marching. Netanyahu, Bibi, we call him the butcher of Gaza. You must resign now, immediately. We want elections. This is Allah. It's a pity, my brothers, we don't read Quran. Go and read Quran Sharif, you will find all your answers there. Chapter 59, verse 14. Ba'asuhum bainahum shadeed. The war among themselves is so severe. Tahsabuhum jami'a. You think that they are united, the Jutlas. Wa qulubuhum shatta. Never. Wawhaliya. Why if their hearts are totally fragmented and disunited? Why? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They are a people, even this Arabic you can understand, they are a nation and a people who don't have aql and intelligence. Who goes and murders babies? Who goes and murders children? Who goes and torture babies and children and are proud about it, take selfies with them and so forth? So these are the Jutlas, a cursed nation. They're not selected nation. Yes, Jutlas, I'm giving you a message. Listen to me. You are a selected nation. You selected straight to go to hell. That is what you are selected for. We need to speak as it is, my brothers. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحَمَاسِ. So there was a person, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin. So he made mashura. He said, how long are we going to wait We have to liberate this land. The only way of liberating this land is how? Is through jihad. And the man paraplegic from his neck downwards, nothing functions in his body. Beside his brains, his tongue and so forth, from the neck upwards, the neck downwards, nothing. He inspired the Ummah to such an extent, lo and behold, that Ariel Sharon, the butcher of Beirut, in 2004, waited for him there in Gaza with the F-16 and so forth. He must come outside. They told him, Sheikh Ahmed, that the F-16s are hovering. He says, we wait for Shahadat and we wait to meet Almighty Allah. Allahumma aj'al khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka fi. Ya Allah, make that the best day in our life, the day we come to meet you. They're imitating the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Nadr bin Anas, he said, Ya Allah, that Anas bin Nadr radiallahu anhu could not participate in the Battle of Badr. He said, Ya Allah, give me another chance. Then you know who I am. Then the Battle of Uhud came. And then what he did, he spoke to Allah, Ya Rabba Anas bin Nadr, now I'm here. I'm going to give everything for you. And before he passes away, he tells the Sahaba, from the Jabal Uhud, I already smell the fragrance of Jannah and Paradise. Ikrimah, you know Abu Jahl? Abu Jahl, you know, do you know his son? Ikrimah radiallahu anhu, in the Battle of Yarmouk, Khalid bin Walid, one of the greatest soldiers of Islam, told Ikrimah, take it easy, O Ikrimah. He said, Ya Khalid, you don't know. Me and my father, we spent millions against Islam. Now I want to spend millions for Islam and double that amount I want to spend. And then he told Khalid that today not only me and my son in Yarmouk, we're giving our life so the Ummah must know that Allah gives us a chance always. This is the Ummah, my brothers. We need to know what our responsibilities are. What you do, my youth. You waste your time, messy has messed your life up. Remember, Messi is 100% pro-Zionist and a Yahudi supporter, and you go crazy for him. You come here to the masjid wearing Messi. Is that your life? Think about it, brothers. What are we doing? Look at our people. Go read Gaza's history. Go read Palestinian history. You hear about Qassam Brigade. Why Qassam Brigade? Izzuddin Qassam, he passed away in 1935 as a shaheed. He was in Syria, he was in Arab countries. They had a death sentence on him. Catch him, execute him. Allah saved him. He came there to Palestine. He came to Gaza. He told the people what is jihad. He said, you want honor? Then this is our honor. And in 1935, he became shaheed. And he left such a legacy, every Palestinian child, every true Muslim knows, Izzuddin Qassam, rahimahullah. There is Abdul Qadir Husseini. Not this Abdul Qadir Husseini. This Abdul Qadir Husseini is imitation. The real Abdul Qadir Husseini. We don't even heard his name. So you must remember, in 1936, he mobilized the armies in Palestine. He went to all those Arab regimes. They laughed and mocked at him, wasting time. He said, leave you, I'll take my group. And in 1948, he becomes a shaheed there in Gaza and in Palestine. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْغَزَّةِ. Do you even know what is Gaza? Gaza is where Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's great-grandfather, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, father Abdullah, grandfather Abdul Muttalib, great-grandfather Hashim. Hashim is buried there. You know the surah, but do you know the message of Hashim? Hashim was in charge in Makkah. He was a custodian, the trustee. They used to give the water, the Zamzam water. So you must remember that is called Sikaya, that is given the water, Zamzam, free of charge. Then they give Rifada, the food. He was in charge of making the bread and the rolls and what have you. Hashim means that, free of charge. Then they were living in squalor and poverty. He told his people the self-empathy is going to work. We need to wake up and become proactive. Summertime came in Makkah, June, July. He would go to Syria. When winter time came, he would go to Yemen. And he started import-export business. Rihlat al-Shita, he was safe. You know the meaning, but you don't know the message. Who started this? Allah is praising Hashim in these verses here. Rihlat al-Shita, he was safe. He traveled winter time, he traveled summertime. So he left a legacy. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, born in Gaza al-Mubarakah in the year 150. At the age of 2, his beloved father passes away, Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i. Idris passes away. After the iddat of the mother, they migrated to Makkah. He's drinking Zamzam. When he reaches the age of 7, his hafiz already. Who's his teacher, my brothers? Muslim bin Khalid al-Zanji. African ustad he had. He made al-Imam al-Shafi'i a hafiz. He said, go and bayat Mu'tah Imam Malik. He bayatted the whole Mu'tah Malik before he met Imam Malik at the age of 10. وَكَانَ يُدَرِّشُ بِالْحَرَمِ الْمَكِّي. At the age of 13, al-Imam al-Shafi'i is a lecturer, teacher in the Haram Sharif in Makkah. The barakah of Gaza, the barakah of Zamzam in Makkah. At the age of 15, this African teacher tells him, oh, Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi, antam abqari, you are a genius. Wa ajaza lahu bil iftah. He gives him permission, verbally, orally, whatever, phrase that go and issue fatawa and verdicts. Go read our golden history. What is Hamas doing? Hamas has made this a game changer. Today, after Sheikh Ahmad Yassin, then we have Abdul Aziz Rantisi. Abdul Aziz Rantisi, I'm just showing you the leaders of Hamas at the age of 5, at the age of 6. He witnessed what happened to 60 Palestinians. They lined them up against the wall and mowed them down, executed them. He said, how I remember very well, I was born in apartheid. I saw what the Boer did to us. How they, it never goes out of our mind, you know. There's different thing we forgive them, but you won't just forget about it. So this Abdul Aziz Rantisi says, one day we will sort things out. He becomes the second leader of Hamas. Ariel Sharon assassinates him. Who is the third leader? Ismail Haniyeh. Ismail Haniyeh, go read his father. About his father, he says, hey, in Gaza, my father was the Sheikh al-Tariqa, and the murids and the students used to come, and they all used to make zikr loudly and all that in our house. Ana Shabun, and I was a youngster. Yesterday, he showed his true metal. He told the Americans, he told the Egyptians, he told all of them, I am not your Yasser Arafat. We will fight till the death is either victory, either shahadat. Ihda al-husnayin. We either go for martyrdom or either we go for victory. Who will make these statements, brothers? A person who has iman. Let me make the statement. You like, you don't like, is your business. Your Saudi Arabia MBS is a murtad. Today they're celebrating Women's Day. My one student is in Makkah. He said, send me photos. He say in Makkah they're celebrating Women's Day. But you can't, the imam, I told translated the khutbah now, not imam is allowed to take the name Yahud in the khutbah. You can't say Allahumma alayka bil Yahud, then lock him up. Sheikh Salih Ali Talib came to Darul Newcastle in 22 years ago, la tazuru as-sanamat, don't frequent the sanama, does MBS put him away? Imam of the Haram for 10 years, you call Muslim. Building sanamas in Medina and all that. Your MBZ, Murtad bin Zindiq, then Emirates, another shaitan. All these kings of Bahrain, Jujab, all Murtad traitors to Islam. They all work against Hamas. They all work against Islam. Yuriduna liyutfi'unur Allah. What is happening now, my brothers? The Quran Sharif fasting is a duty. Tilawat of Quran is a beauty. I give you these 3-4 verses. Pay attention, all of you. One side, the kuffar. One side, Hamas, our mujahideen. Inshallah, make dua Taliban can come in there and then you will see how the things will change, inshallah. Allah Jalla Wala speaks in the Quran, chapter 17, Surah Bani Israel, verse number 104. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ. When the final promise comes, جِئِنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفَا. We will bring you, the enemies, here to the Holy Land. In groups and groups. Why we must go look for you? You jutlas and your supporters, voters, come here. Then we will show you. So that is for the non-Muslims. Chapter 17, Surah Bani Israel, verse 104. For the Muslims and our Mujahideen and Hamas, what is it? We not saying Hamas don't commit mistakes and sins. How many sins we commit? We commit million, billion, zillion sins. How many weaknesses we commit? But look at what the lesson they have taught the Ummah. This is the lesson. This is the precursor. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ You see the same words. Three things they are doing. لِيَسُوءُ وُجُوهَكُمْ They smiting and they disfiguring your faces. When the Jutlas come, pronounce the ha. How these Arabs, they come, pronounce P. They say Pakistan, you know, all of that. So these Jutlas, they can't say Hamas. They say Hamas, you see. So I tell them, Hamas, khandiyala khamos. You understood? Hamas is going to finish you up. Quran said so. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ لِيَسُوءُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ They're going to disfigure your faces. Half of them retiring, half of them resigning. They're wearing 5-5 diapers. We call them the Israeli diaper folks. You see, they just hear Hamas front and back. Everything breaks, you must remember. لِيَسُوءُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةِ They are the only people on the face of the earth today, Hamas and Palestinians. They're fulfilling a farza kifaya. This masjid al-taqwa, Allah give us taqwa. So you will see 10, 5, 20 people sitting for itikaf. They're fulfilling a sunnah mu'akkada on behalf of all of us. Hamas is fulfilling a farza kifaya on behalf of this ummah. Protecting Masjid al-Aqsa. They told Netanyahu, they told Ben-Gvir, they told everyone Smotrich, you try what you did in Masjid Khalilur Rahman to partition the Masjid and then you will see what will happen. They got so much fear, they won't touch Aqsa, inshallah. Because our children have that Iman. Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud, Inna Jaysha Muhammad Sofa Yahud. They're telling the Jutlas, we are the army of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have Iman and stones and we'll take you on. Who can beat them? So they're going to liberate Masjid al-Aqsa, Quran says. وَلْيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْا تَدْبِيرًا And all this American veto and Uncle Sam and Joe genocide and all. Allah says, Allah will crush all their arrogance. This is Quran, my brother. My last message to you, because you are in Durban, you're next to the coast. Before Ramadan comes, make up your mind, brothers. You're not doing me a favor. You're not doing Islam a favor. You're doing yourself a favor. Which side of the fence you want to be? You can't be sitting in the middle. When you sit on the fence, you are guilty of committing a major offense. Remember that. That is nifaq, it's hypocrisy. So you must look at your ocean here. What do you see? You see the bubbles and the foam, and you see the water. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً If for the bubble and the foam, it's on top for a little while and then it disappears. That is a sign of falsehood. All these isms will come and disappear. The water that is there, وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ become an asset to humanity. You see, in the morning, I tell them all, I say, ask any question. We have the best and we will share with the rest. We have the water, we have the panacea, we have the solution. O Muslim, O Muslimah, we have the best. Why not we share it with the rest? Never be apologetic. Make dua this Ramadan. Every day cry to Allah, suhoor time, iftar time. Ya Allah, grant our mujahideen victory. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain, Masjid al-Aqsa. Ya Allah, protect us in this beautiful country. Ya Allah, accept us, accept our children, our students for your deen, Ya Allah. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.